Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And I'm going to give you a song from the tomorrow night's guest so everybody can hear it.
The H and the lovely Sugar Brown.
Ooh, the day the best things of life are free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah, pay for please.
Ooh, the day the best things of life are free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah, paper I'm the best thing since MC Light. Lyrics rewinding your mind, DJ's gotta play me twice. Nice, back to back, let me make an impact. With my raw flow like you know the bread wet. Lauryn Hill flow for the miseducated. Black and white issues so we still segregated. But I keep my views separated. It could all be so simple, but ignorance is complicated. I know you hate it when I spit the truth, cause all we hear about is money, bitches in the coop. Mentally I cruise, flows elevated, mandated cause these flows so outdated. A young mind still trying to make it, but distracted by sex, ads and big faces. What is the basis, living for no reason? If Dr. King was a nigga, he'd still be breathing.
Ooh, the day the best things of life are free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah,
pay for me. Ooh, the day the best things of life are free. So you got the best of me. Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah, paper please, freeze. Let's take 2 moments of silence. One for religion and the other for politics. But damn, we need 3 for the violence. There's hatred in our nature and everybody's wildest. The letters profiling, every picture smiling. This life is fixed for the powerful and rich. And what about the war that benefits real the men, but they don't get shit except for depressed or mentally insane. If you go away, change, how can you come back the same? You playing, but your focus ain't the game. You're in it to conquer while I'm in it to reign. My reign's buried, lyrically I'm buried. You can't rush creativity, so I don't hurry. My vision's blurry, focused on my movement. Like the Nike slogan, I just do it.
Ooh, the
thing,
the best things
of
life are free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah,
oh,
paper please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
the thing, the best
yeah,
things
yeah,
of life
yeah,
are free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
pay
yeah.
Pay
for me.
Oh, pay for all plastic.
Yeah, pay for please.
My people, what are you doing? Look around now, where you going? They say that time is running out. 2012 is in, so what are you all about?
She's my guest tomorrow night, and we're going to get into how the celebrities and many other things. I've interviewed DH Monday night for another radio show. And she is very astute, but she's also very keen on the way of the world. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow night. And tonight I want to talk about Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching. What I do with my coaching is I feed your patterns and I coach what I've learned. But something I've really come to understand that is really different about my coaching and speaking is I coach and speak in vision. Because everybody understands they have obstacles and they have all this other stuff. But however, people don't understand is they have all the wisdom within themselves to expand their life. And they have also the galvanizing gallantry to move their life forward themselves. But we've been taught by a society of listening to other people to live our life rather than just flat out give ourselves credit for having the wisdom to move forward. And that is something we've been taught through a school system because we was always compared, well, I was always compared to the people that were always did good, never got in any trouble. Trouble and me have a real good relationship. It follows me around. And it really does. But I'm okay with that because it's the challenges I energize for myself opens out the wisdom in which I endure life through. The only failure I have is when I shrink from a challenge or don't engage in my own core wisdom. That is where we really, really have some challenges, is when we refuse to engage in our core wisdom. Because our core wisdom is unlimited. We have the wisdom, the talent, and everything for our divine journey here. But we're so worried and thinking, what will other people think when I do something abstract or abnormal from the society ingrained way of living? So how do you try to fit in society rather than engage your own true authenticity to move your life forward? Because your authentic acumen within you will move you forward. But we're so afraid of life, we forget to live life. That is what's astronomical about it, is we're so afraid that we might have fun. And if you listen to the pundits of the world, it's all about work and retirement. And within 18 months, the 3 years after retirement, most people that retired, worked all their life to retire, pass on. And that is something people are afraid of. And now I want to read you something from The Visions of a Cowboy. It's an unpunctuated affirmation book. I appreciate my eulogizing wisdom, glorifies my I am sagacious grit and wit to the universe, unleashing my liberating libido and shackling the daring confidence in people, unlocking their iron will to manifest, reveal, and realize their lavish avalanches of copious abundance in a colossal, ceremonious way. As I am hot air ballooning in effusive prosperity, in a splendid, idyllic way. And them are the visions I talk about. It's about opening out a curiosity within yourself that will expand your life and energize your sapience. That's what life is all about, is opening out your own curiosity within. And a canny curiosity opens out a wiliness to experience life. And that is what we're here to do with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, Be Wisdom Radio, Be First Inc., and All Tied Up Productions. This is a four-way thing, but Be Wisdom Radio is also about publishing and publishing books, and we also are promoting books with Be Wisdom. Publishing. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to expand, energize, and engage the world in new, crisp wisdom. But however, we're so afraid that we might live, we stay in the shadows of the murkiness of society. Society doesn't really care as long as we live inside their control. And that's the thing. Look at the Middle East today. They're fissuring the control. And are they going to go through some severe apprehension? Yes. They're going to go through some challenging times. But if they're open and willing to communicate, they'll go through it. But, you know, we've all been regulated and ruled in the same way since the beginning of time. And for many, many years, you know, that's been a warring faction over there since the beginning of time. So how do you feel they're going to expand out of this when everything's uncertain? And right now, even in the world, everything is uncertain. There's a fissuring of old patterns going on. And women actually understand this a lot better than men. Women are becoming more prominent in the business place. But women aren't as locked on to being right as men. And they can multitask better than men. That is something you have to really open up to. Men have to open up, but we got to let go of being right, and there's only one way to do things. The one way to do things is where the world is today. But it's about engaging in your own wisdom to expand the world. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. We go in, there's something that happened in your childhood. Between the womb and 5 years old most of the time or even before. And you will go back because your DNA recognizes and has ingrained patterns. Excuse me, nursing a cold. But that is what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching and Be Wisdom is all about, is about opening out the world to wealth and success. And that is my main intention with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, is to open out the wealth and success in people. And the first thing that opens you up is quit listening and talking about all the challenges in the world and what's wrong with your life, because you're ingraining the failure or the fallacy of your life. Because life is about expanding and learning, and that's where people really have challenges, is with the expanding and the learning to expand. It's the void of uncertainty is where life is experienced. We're trying to be like all the predecessors. Do you think we would have the Boeing in Washington State today if people today had to take the trek westward across the unknown prairies without having any weather forecast, anything, and have to live in the moment and realize what is going on? Do you really feel we would have that today? Do you feel the people would have the grit and get to do it? We would when we choose to engage. But right now, I don't think so, because right now the whole world is waiting for somebody else to take their life forward. And I see it every day in my experiences. And when you start talking about all the realm of jobs, corporate America, the politicians, people really have an engaged fear of what's he talking about. That can't work because I didn't read it, I didn't write it, it's never happened before. Every invention, the car never happened until Henry Ford chose to engage in it and invent it. And right now the world is like 1900, it's waiting for new inventions, especially in the energy industry, because we're 40 years held hostage by OPEC, because OPEC and the oil industry make the higher people. It's campaign contributions for the politicians and it's big money for the people. You know, something we really have to start opening up our eyes to here in the world is the Carlyle Group and all the people that are invested in the military-industrial complex and who's engaged in it and who's making the money. We've had presidents that have been really deeply embedded in the oil industry and a vice president that was very deeply and made all of his money just about in the oil field, in the oil industry. So how willing are they to get us off of the OPEC oil that they made all the money off of? 40 years and we can't even get an energy policy? You know, there was one man that tried, and he's been crucified ever since, and that was Jimmy Carter. In 1983, I was working in the oil field in Gillette, Wyoming, and the oil field perished between 83 and 85 under the Reagan administration. So, and you know, they give Clinton a bad time for missing bin Laden, but today we're still engaging in the Gaddafi who was Reagan myth. See, this world is so biased on who they say things about. And it doesn't matter that Clinton missed bin Laden. And it doesn't matter that Bush did that. They missed. What are we going to do now to do what's right for the world? You know, Gaddafi and all these guys, the leaders of this world are no different than the leaders of yesterday. You can basically look at Gaddafi, Hussein, and look at Hitler. They're all the same. How is the people of the world, this is my point, how is the people of the world negating, seeing the same thing over and over again, and understanding it's up to the people to move the world forward? And in my Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching, I've been to offshore seminars and things to learn about the control of the world. Here's our deal. The same people that control the world today have controlled the world through the Phoenician times. And the President of the United States is not one of them. He's more or less the figurehead of the United States, but the Federal Reserve banking system is the one pulling the strings. That's what the people have to understand. In order to expand out of any situation, it's the stealth stuff you don't see that'll expand you forward. And that's where people really have a challenge, is thinking that we all live in this little paradigm of stuff. But we really live in a stealth control in our DNA, heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit. But our DNA has been ingrained with the history of life. That is where the fissuring has to be open to take place, is in your DNA, your inner landscape. But your DNA has to be rewritten. And even the Bible is seven times removed from the Aramaic Bible. All this stuff is things we have to look at, as what we think is an absolute, is it an absolute, or is it a control apparatus to make us think that everything is a freedom that we're supposed to endure and enjoy under the Constitution. Would the founding fathers today settle down and say and take care of everything when the founding fathers sit idly like we are with everything that's going on today, or would they do something? That is something that the world has to really open out and really expand into, because people have to be free to enjoy what is happening in their life. Because life is an enjoyment when we relish the journey. But however, we've been so this country, the United States, is so angry and frustrated about what's going on, and we're tired, but we really stay on the treadmill of working for somebody else and looking at life as a dreadful thing rather than a relishing the spiritual journey we're supposed to be here. And I've said this to many people, and this is a fun statement for me. Am I really a human being, or am I a spiritual being just expanding and aging my spirit as I'm here, because I'm a reflection of light. That's all I am, with a electrical current of 48 volts DC. So what is really happening here? And when you say that, people say, oh, yeah, I'm a human being. Who says I'm a human being? It's, you got to question everything like that, because nobody can tell me I'm a human being. I've read it in books. I have a heartbeat, but is my heart beating? No. Do I say heartbeat, heartbeat, heartbeat? No. My subconscious, my inner landscape takes care of that without me doing anything. So what are we really here for? Are we here because we chose to come here? Are we here because somebody placed us here? We're here to expand the universe and the world into a better place to live. But the world is so egotistically arrogant that if you don't have money and you ain't this, you ain't that, you aren't nothing. And that's where we're really going to, that's where the fissuring is going to happen. Because if it can be burnt and stolen, it's really a material thing that is not going to do you any good. And a belief and a faith can be fissured and stolen by somebody, but trust in your abilities cannot be stolen. It is about opening you out to experience that life you desire. Your everyday life will engage you in the wisdom to expand when you choose to engage in your everyday life. But engaging is not always going to be comfortable, because you're going to talk to people that you don't even understand existed, and you don't even understand anything about them, except they're there to talk to you. And you're there to listen and talk to them. And that's the reason the world is in such shambles, is nobody wants to listen. The higher-ups think the labor force, they think the working class people of the world or the middle class people shouldn't exist. They call them Joe Sixpacks, this and that. They're human beings. And some of the people that are talking, just because they're up there doesn't mean a lot of people wouldn't want to do it because of the unethical way they have to live and the way they have to do it. You know, politicians and them set up there, but they have to live in the lies they spread. And so therefore, all they understand is the unethical truth in which they live their life. Because under the Constitution of these United States, they're supposed to actually expand the world and coin money and protect the borders. And we're over fighting for freedom in Afghanistan, and the southern borders of this state are wide open, of this country and of the world. And there's more, probably per capita, there's more people living under the poverty level, but there's more people working in sweatshops than any time in history. To me, if you have to have people work in sweatshops to make money, you're not a very good businessman. And we don't really have the ethics in the business community right now to move this world forward. This country has to open up nuclear energy because it's the most efficient energy and the most powerful energy for what you do. But however, people that build it, the contractors, I would not trust the contractor in the world right now to build a nuclear powerhouse, because they will cut corners and eventually they will have a fallout. And they're going to blame the workers. And, you know, how can you keep blaming the workers when they don't make decisions on the high end of this. Everything in this country that's wrong with it, they blame on labor and middle America and things like this. It's like the housing crisis. People overbought. Yes, they did overbuy. But what was they being told? And all they was trying to do is ride the wave of the bubble that everybody else did. And that's all they chose to do. Did it work out for them? No. But however, what did they learn and what did they expand through? And here's the thing. The loans were set up by the Federal Reserve. So Goldman Sachs is part of the Federal Reserve banking system. So here it is, people. It's up to us people, the common, everyday, common people with common sense to expand, because the people at the top are so integrated with campaign contributions, and they understand the only way they get campaign contribution is to make sure they do what the contributors want on the higher end. And would I do the same thing? Probably. I'm not going to sit here and lie, because you get caught up in it. They're caught up in it without even understanding they're in it, because the drama of Washington, D.C. and all the capitals of the world have everybody so ingrained they can't see forward. And really, that just comes tumbling down through society, down to the working class. We're so caught up in trying to make a living, we forget we encompass the greatest innovative computer in the world. Our subconscious and subliminal landscape can do 400 billion things per second. And our conscious mind can do 12. So who do you think is getting wound up? And the stealth powers of the world, they really understand how to manipulate the subliminal landscape. And that is something we all have to pay attention to, is the subliminal landscape and how we pay attention to it. I am going to give out some emails and some websites. My website for Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is cowboy-wisdom.com. Be Wisdom is be-wisdom.com, and that's where all my stuff is, and it's a publishing. If you know of anybody that wants a book, that's having a desire to publish a book, we're a publishing company. And then we have BeFirstInc.com, which is the marketing arm, and then All Tied Up Productions on Facebook is a promotional company started by Tom Ski, and he also owns Be First Inc. And him and I are partners in Be Wisdom in the publishing and everything off in Be Wisdom Radio. And Be Wisdom Radio, and soon to be expanding into a whole bunch of other stuff, is about engaging in life, and that's what this is about. But Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about expanding you and your inner landscape into living your free and your desired life. And my phone number is 702-755-9410, and my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com or cwbywsdm@gmail.com. But people, the world is asking for your talents to expand the world. So when you engage in something, just engage in it. And everybody has a song, book, everything. And when you choose to write a book, sit down and just start writing whatever comes into your head. And once you start the flow, then the rest of it will come. But don't get discouraged if nothing comes. Just sit down and write. Or write for 3, 4, 5 minutes and then take a break. But just sit down and write. Don't qualify it. Don't do anything. And the book will take shape. And sometimes what you write today, you'll come back in 30 days and redo it. And that's the thing. Don't be afraid to write. And you don't even have to write in complete sentences at first. You can come back and edit the sentences. The main thing is to get it on paper so you can expand it. Video, audio. And everybody has a playwright, something within them This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching and Be Wisdom Radio. And I want to thank everybody for being here. And we will talk to you tomorrow night with PH, the Hitmaker. And she is a very astute young lady. And we will talk a lot about the media and things like that. Anyway, good night and thank everybody.